The following is the abstract as published in the AAPG Bulletin Volume 90, Number 10, October 2006, for the article starting on page 1565 and ending on page 1584, titled Structural Geometry and Evolution of the Ku, Zayab, and Malub Structures, Campeche Bay, Mexico. By Shankar Mitra, Juan Adrián González, Jesus García Hernández, Sergio Hernández García and Subotosh Banerjee. The Ku, Zayab, and Malub structures consist of an ARCA-8 series of fold thrust structures, which change orientation from approximately east-west to north-northwest-south-southeast along a structural salient in the offshore Campeche Bay, Mexico. The structures are related to a series of thrust faults, which merge into the Malub thrust. The Ku, Zayab, and Malub fields located on these structures together constitute an important complex of field with proven remaining reserves of approximately 1850 mmboe. The structures form during three main periods of deformation: 1. A Jurassic Cretaceous extension ala episode, 2. A Miocene compressive phase, during which the main trap-forming structures were formed, and 3. A Pliocene to Holocene extension ala episode, resulting in several lithic growth faults. Three-dimensional, 3D, models of the main reservoir unit, Upper Cretaceous Bressa, and other prospective reservoir units, Eocene and Cimarrigan, constructed by integrating 3D seismic interpretation, well data, and a series of balanced structural cross-sections, provide an understanding of the geometry and evolution of the structures. Nazap, Malub, and Submalub structures are interpreted as a series of faulted detachment folds, detaching within salt and other Jurassic ductile units. The front limbs of these structures are typically cut by thrust faults with small displacements, terminating in the lower tertiary section. The Ku and Pacal structures also originated as a detachment fold, but was faulted relatively early in its deformation ala history. The frontal zone of this structure is marked by a closely spaced thrust system consisting of the Ku, Pacal 1, and Malub thrusts. The 3D models provide an accurate picture of the structural geometry of the principal reservoir units, which will be useful for future production from the fields and for exploration in adjacent areas in the basin. Please visit the AAPG members only website for the full article.